Gittin Perek Dal Mishnah Zayin. Hamotzias ishto mishum shem ra lo yachzor. A person divorces his wife because she has a bad name. People are saying that she was mizana. She committed adultery. Lo yachzor. So the din in the Mishnah is that he cannot remarry her. Mishum neder lo yachzor. Also, if he divorces her and he says, I don't want to live with a woman that's constantly making nedarim or has nedarim on her, also lo yachzor. This is the sheet of the Tanakhama. It sounds like in the Rav that now, even if he comes and he says, you know, had I known, like for example, by Nedarim, that I could be Matir Nedarim with a Chacham, I never would have divorced her. And then it would come out that she never was divorced. If she went and married somebody else and had kids, those kids would be Mamzerim. So Shiloh, how is that possible? Because if a person doesn't actually give a get and say on condition that you were Mizana or not Mizana, if he doesn't say that, how can he come back and say later, oh, had I have known, I wouldn't have done it in the first place? It doesn't work that way, unless you actually make the condition. So the Mefarshim go into that. But regardless, the Rav says what's happening here is we actually tell him, B'shas Gerishin, listen, mister, you should know the halacha is that if you divorce her, because of these reasons, you can't remarry her. And then he would say, I know, or he still divorces her. He can't no longer say afterwards that, oh, had I have known, because you did know. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol neder sheyadu bo rabim lo yachzer, v'shelo yadu bo rabim yachzer. Rabbi Yehuda says that the reason for this is not because we're afraid that if a guy divorces her, he may come in the future. If we didn't make this din that he can never remarry her, we're afraid that in the future he would come along and say, oh, I only divorced you because I thought you had nedarim and I couldn't be mater them, but now I learned that you're allowed to be mater them, so I really never divorced you. And then the fear would be that we would be concerned that people would call her second children from a next marriage mamzerim. That's not the fear. Rather, according to Yehuda, both of these cases, both the case of Hamotzias Ishto Mishum Shemra, that she has a bad name, she's out in Mizana, or because of the Darim, the reason that she can't remarry him, it's almost like a knas, because we don't want Bnos Yisrael to be prutzus barayis in the Darim. They shouldn't be licentious. They shouldn't constantly be making the darim and not be careful. We want them to be more careful with these things. Therefore, they should know if a husband ever divorces because of these things, he can't remarry her, so they'll be much more careful. And the difference is in neder that it's yadu bo rabim, that people know about it, that's much more like chutzpedik, that she would do such a thing. So on that, that's where we say she can't go and remarry him. If it's shelo yadu bo rabim, it's not as big of a deal, and that's why we allow him to remarry her. Rabbi Meir Omer, Shekol neder shetzorach chakiras chacham lo yachzer. Rabbi Meir says that any neder that needs a chakiras chacham, meaning the Baal can't be made for it, he's not able to be made for it. We know that the din is a Baal husband can be made for the neder the same day he hears it. But if that's not the case, and dafka he needs a chakiras chacham, where chacham is mata the neder, in that case, lo yachzer. Rabbi Meir held, like the Tanakhama, that the reason is because we're afraid that people are going to say she's not really divorced. We're afraid of a laz on the moms, on the kids of the second marriage. And therefore, Rabbi Meir, though, disagrees with the Tanakhama and says, only when you need a chakiras chacham, there we're afraid that he's going to say, oh, I didn't know the halacha is by a chacham, that he could be mater and neder. And that's a real concern. That's why lo yachzer in that case. However, if it doesn't need a chakiras chacham, if it's a type of neder that the Baal can be mefer, and everybody knows that halacha, that the Baal can be mefer his wife's neder, that's more simple. On that, he's able to remarry her. Because if he tries to come along and say, oh, had I have only known that I could be mefer your neder, I never would have divorced you, we don't believe him anyway. So nobody's ever going to say that the get was never a good get in its bottle, because it really was a good get, and nobody's going to call these second kids mamzer. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Eliezer also holds with the same sheet of Tanakam Reb Meir that the pshat is because of laz. Rabbi Eliezer says, Lo asu zeh elam mipnei zeh. Rabbi Eliezer holds like this. Really the main point, the real isser here, which is the second statement, mipnei zeh, because of this, is when you don't need a chacham. Meaning, the real issue that we're concerned of for laws, that people say it's not a good divorce, is dafka the other case, where it does not need a chacham to be materit, where a baal can be materit. That's the more concerning case, because in the case of a court, where you have to have a chacham be mater the nether, people are not so readily willing to go to Beis Din to be mater a nether on his wife. It's kind of embarrassing. And in that case, people would actually rather get divorced than go to Beis Din to be mater such a neder. So really, Mi'ikar HaDin, if it needs Hataras Chacham, We shouldn't be so concerned about that. Rather, when there is no chacham needed, where the Baal can be made for the nether, there he's much more likely to want to be made for the nether. And since he's more likely to want to be made for the nether, and it's much more common that that would happen, when he comes to us after and says, oh, had I have known that I could be made for the nether, I never would have divorced her, there we're concerned that maybe we taka believe him, and there's going to be a laws on her next children. So that's really the main halacha, according to Eliezer, would come out dafka when it's private, when it doesn't need chakiras chacham, there you would not be machzer. But there's another din where Eliezer disagrees, and he also, because of that, he also made a low plug, and he asserted even a case that was a chakiras chacham. That's why he says, loy asru zeh, which is the chakiras chacham, elam ipnei zeh, only because of the case where there is no chacham, where it's much more common. Amr Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda Maisa b'tzaydan b'echad sh'amar l'ishto. It's a Maisa in Tzaydan where a person told his wife, koinim im eini migarshich. He was konim on himself. Let's say he said he wasn't going to eat any apples if he doesn't divorce her. V'gersha. And now he divorces her. It sounds like nedarim, but the thing is that it's not her nedarim here, it's his nedarim. The whole reason that the Chacham made these halachas is that she shouldn't be the one that's prutza with nedarim and arayas, but not him. So therefore, v'tiu l'chacham she'ach zirenam ipnei tikkun olam. The Chacham remater that he's able to be machzer. Mipnei Tikkun Olam just means the only reason we answer the other cases because of Tikkun Olam. That has nothing to do with him. That has nothing to do with Tikkun Olam. That's why he is allowed to be machzer.